Come on, man. Would you just stop? I already told you I don't have it. That's bullshit. You were the only one that was home yesterday. So that means you're the only one who could have taken it. Now hand it over. For the last time, I didn't take any of your shit. Now will you back off? I've got lots of homework I need to get done.
You damn goody-two-shoes. I told you, I'm not leaving your room until you hand me what you stole.
And I'm telling you, for the millionth time, I didn't take it. Why don't you go ask your other friend, what's his name? Maybe he has it. Or you just misplaced it. Now get out of my room. And how many times do I have to tell you to not just barge into my room without asking? Yeah, we all live in the same dorms. And we have to be roommates and whatever. But you know, privacy is still a thing.
I don't give a damn about that. I just want my shit back. And if you're not gonna give it to me, then you're gonna pay me for it.
Pay you for it? You're kidding. Do I look like I have any money right now? I just paid my half of the rent, and the internet, and my car payment. I'm back to being broke until next week. And I'm sure as hell not paying you for something that I didn't steal. So back the hell off and get out of my room before I call campus security.
That's it, you arrogant little... I'm done listening to your lies. Fine then. If you don't have money to pay me, you'll just have to pay me another way.
A what? Hey, what the hell are you doing? Will you stop? You're being ridiculous.
Hey.
I said knock it off.
Shut up. You brought this upon yourself.
What are you doing?
What does it look like? I'm getting payback for everything you stole from me.
I told you I didn't. I swear. Now will you get up? You're hurting my arms.
Look at you. So weak and helpless. Honestly, I don't see why everyone around here likes you. You're just so annoying, and you're always in my way. Well, this time I'm gonna put you in your place for real. And there's nothing you can do about it. So just shut up and lie still.
Hey, wait. Don't do that. Hang on. Let's talk about this.
I told you, I'm done talking.
No, wait. Please don't.
There you go. This way you can't keep running your mouth. And there's no one around to hear your screams. Now be a good boy and hold still. Damn it. What the hell is that? Shut up. Looks like someone's calling you. It's your roommate. Huh. I wonder what they want. Too bad you can't answer it. Maybe I should just answer it, huh? Huh. Man, you're such a loser. Whoops. Now where was I? Oh yeah. I was about to take what you owe me. Shit, what now? Yeah, what? Oh hey, Rumi. I didn't realize you were here. Wasn't that you that was just calling him? What do you mean, leave him alone? Hey. You stay out of this. You don't know the situation. Now get out. And you, stop mumbling. What the hell? Will you stop yelling? I told you. It's not what you think. He stole something of mine and refused to give it back. So I'm just taking what he owes me. Nothing more and nothing less. And since he didn't have any money on him, he's paying me back with his body. So you can just... What the... You... I can't believe you just did that. Okay. I told you. You don't have to keep yelling at me. Yeah, I got it. I'm leaving. And you. This isn't over. You got me. Huh. Losers. I'm out of here. Hey, I can't believe you slapped him like that. Oh, I'm okay. Thank you for saving me. No, it's fine. Yeah, he taped me up pretty good, didn't he? I couldn't even get my hands free. The tape was so tight. Thank you. What? Hey, why are you crying? There's no need for you to be this upset about it. And I'm okay thanks to you. See? Not a scratch. So just breathe. But I am really sorry you had to hear all that, and had to come intervene. Oh, we really need to get him transferred out of our dorm room. He just has no regard for privacy, not to mention personal space. And that was kind of scary. Honestly, I didn't know what to think, or what he was going to do. You think we should go get security? No. That's not a good idea. He's already mad enough as it is. I don't want to make this situation worse. Especially since I'm fine. Hey, you don't have to say that. That's not... Okay, maybe it was that a little... But that's not something that... Guys can't... It's complicated. What would have happened if you didn't save me? Well, I'm not entirely sure, but... I have a pretty good idea. He would have taken what he wanted and then left me. And yeah, that would have really sucked, but... Even then... It's not like I would have told anybody about it. No. It's nothing. But you're really sweet. I appreciate the sentiment. But trust me, reporting this will do more harm than good. Then he'll just have a real reason to come at me. Not that he needs one. Alright. I should probably get back to work. Man, he really did a number on me. No, I'm okay. Just a little lightheaded. Yeah, I'll lay down for a sec. Hey, do you want to lay next to me? I'm sorry, I'm a little shaky.
and I don't want to be alone right now. Please don't leave. Oh, thank you. Honestly, I don't know what I would do without you. I'm lucky to have you as a roommate. You're always super sweet and very considerate. You're also always taking care of the apartment for everyone. You do all the dishes, you sweep the floor. I even saw you taking out the trash yesterday, when you know you don't have to do that. We have a chore chart on the fridge for a reason. We're all supposed to be doing our parts. You don't have to do it all. Besides, there's what, like 5 of us that live here? I know, right? It definitely makes it hard when we all have to share one kitchen. But at least we have 2 bathrooms. So you guys have yours and we have ours on this side. I know. It still feels really cramped. And we always run out of hot water. But this is the price we all have to pay for deciding to live on campus. I can't wait to be done with college and get out of here. I'm sure you feel the same, huh? You don't mind it. Well, that makes one of us. Man, my head hurts. I didn't realize how hard I hit my head when he knocked me to the ground. I might just have a small concussion, which would explain my dizziness when I stood up. Maybe I'll go to the nurse later. So, why did you call me earlier? Oh, 'cause you could hear the yelling. You wanted to make sure I was okay. I guess that makes sense. So when I didn't pick up, you decided to just walk over to my room, huh? You were scared to. Hey, that's okay. I was scared also. It took a lot of guts to do what you did. Not a lot of people can stand up to him like that. I'm really, really proud of you. You're amazing. And I owe you my life. What? What kind of a question is that? Well, I don't know. I'm not, into that, if that's what you were asking. Sorry. I must have misunderstood you. You asked me how it felt, right? I felt scared and restrained. Honestly, I kinda just blacked out. I didn't even register what was happening until I heard my phone ring. And then it was like I snapped out of it. Still couldn't really move though, but at least I felt more conscious. Hey, I totally get it. It was probably scary seeing that too. And your adrenaline's probably super high. That explains why you, you know. Well, you just seem like you're kind of excited. I didn't mean it as like a bad thing, I just meant that like, you know. I'm excited too. What do you mean? Oh, that. I'm sorry. It's not what you think. I mean, oh man, that didn't, you know, I really, hey, what was that for? I looked like I needed the distraction. I think you're right. I could use something to take my mind off of this. And distract my brain. You're happy to help. Well, yeah, but do you really think we should be doing this? Just relax. Okay. Sure. I can do that. But please go easy on me. What happened was pretty dramatic for both of us. So maybe just take it slow. You're gonna help me forget. Yeah. I'm ready.
Hey there, sweetheart. Thank you so much for listening. If you enjoyed this video, please leave a like and comment down below. I really enjoy reading your feedback. And if you enjoyed my content and want to see more, please feel free to subscribe. It would make me really, really happy if you did. And if you want more exclusive content, click the link down below for my Patreon. You'll get early access to audios, poll votes, and even get to pick the next spicy ASMRs. So what are you waiting for? Come chat with me and tell me a little bit about yourself. But with all of that said, go drink some water and do a little bit of self-care today. That's an order, not a request. I care about you, and your health is important. So do us both a favor, and be good for me. I love you all so much, and I'll see you next time. Love, Akihiko Kai.